Meta's teen safety reckoning and the physics lab that said no to Bezos. A former Instagram employee testified this week that Meta's teen safety team was structured, at least in part, to generate documentation shielding the company from litigation rather than to make the platform genuinely safer for young users. The distinction carries significant legal weight. It goes directly to intent, which bears on questions of liability and punitive damages in the wave of lawsuits against Meta over teen mental health harms. If a court or jury concludes that Meta knew its platform was causing harm, and that the safety team's primary function was to insulate the company from accountability rather than address the harm, the legal exposure is materially worse than for a company making good faith but insufficient efforts. The testimony's credibility derives in part from its specificity. A precise claim about the organizational design of a safety team, that it was structured to produce discoverable documentation rather than actual safety outcomes, is falsifiable in a way vague accounts are not. Internal communications will either support or contradict it, and Meta's legal team is now working to locate the documents that do the latter. A separate data center story added human texture to the AI infrastructure debate. A CBS News profile followed a Mississippi family reporting that noise from gas turbines powering SpaceX and xAI data centers near Memphis has rendered their ancestral land, held for generations, essentially uninhabitable. The story makes concrete an externality that typically stays abstract. The compute power running large language models has to come from somewhere physical, and that somewhere is increasingly rural communities without the political leverage to push back against federally connected tech companies. Two researchers who turned down Jeff Bezos's Prometheus AI fund chose instead to launch their own physics-focused AI lab, a decision that is both a venture capital story and a scientific one. Researchers willing to walk away from Bezos-level funding to pursue that premise are making a credibility bet that the physics-native approach will outperform brute force scaling, and signaling that the trade-offs of taking major tech wealth investment, in terms of research direction, publication rights, and institutional alignment, are being weighed more carefully than they. The physics-focused framing reflects a growing school of thought that the next frontier in AI is not simply scale, more parameters, more data, more compute, but grounding AI systems in physical laws and causal reasoning in ways that current transformer architectures do not naturally achieve. Might have been 3 years ago.